This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Hi, this is Justine Toe, and you're listening to Life and Faith from the Centre for Public Christianity. Now, this week we've been talking about worldview, the answers that we give to the key questions of life about human nature, the type of universe we're in, how we make sense of evil and injustice, and why the world appears to be not the way that it's supposed to be. Now, I'm talking with Simon Smart, who's done a bit of thinking about this. Now, Simon, you've said, following James Sayer, that the answers to four key questions can help us work out someone's worldview. Now, these questions are, who am I, where am I, what's wrong, and what's the solution? What about where am I? What about the nature of the universe that I find myself in? You know, is this really significant? Do people sit around just thinking about these things?
Maybe not. But interestingly, our worldview really sits as the background to our lives. It's mostly seen in our actions and the way we think about how life ought to be. So, for instance, on this question of the nature of the universe, we're really asking things like, do I see the world as and the universe as personal, ordered and controlled, or chaotic, cruel and random? Someone like Richard Dawkins, the famous biologist and atheist, says that the universe is exactly as we would expect it to be if there's no God. It's a universe of blind, pitiless existence, according to his way of seeing things. Now, of course, according to this way of thinking, Jean-Paul Sartre, the famous French existentialist, says the universe is plunging toward inevitable extinction. Death is written throughout its structure. There's no escape and there is no hope. He's right. There's no hope if you see the world entirely materially. Now, Bertrand Russell, the other famous atheist, once wrote that we must build our lives on the firm foundation of unyielding despair.
Wow, these guys, it's a very grim picture of life.
The problem is no one lives like that is true, or at least almost no one. It makes no sense that we complain about injustice or how unfair life is if we're completely alone in the universe. It's a wonder that we live lives of any meaning at all, in fact. But the Christian worldview offers something massively different from that.
Well, how about we talk about that? And the Christian worldview wants to say that we live in a universe that is sustained by God, one that is ordered and planned and controlled, that has a purpose.
That's right. The writer of Genesis, the first book of the Bible, tells us that it was God who created the universe with humans in mind. God speaks and it happens. He steps into this abyss of the formless and dark space and creates this extraordinary, ordered and balanced universe. It's an extravagant vision we get in those early chapters. They're worth some attention. Chapter 1 gives us God's reaction to his work, and he says, and seven times God evaluates the creation and says it is good. And on the seventh time, having created humans, he says it was very good. It's highly significant, this. It's unlike a whole lot of other creation stories that existed around the time, where the physical world was actually an aberration or the result of conflict between the gods. And unlike Greek culture that denigrated the physical realm and looked only to true significance in the spiritual, the Genesis account tells us that there's enormous value in material realities, the physical stuff of the created order. And so when we're weighing up the merits of different worldviews, I want people to think about this. It's something I want to emphasise, that the Christian worldview affirms the goodness of the physical creation, and not all worldviews do that.
Yeah, certainly other worldviews downplay or denigrate the significance of the physical world, or suggest that we have to kind of remove ourselves from the physical world, or detach ourselves from it emotionally anyway, in order to live well in it. And this is very different to Christianity, isn't it?
It is. In Christianity, there's an affirmation of the physical creation. So it's good news. There's good news in the Bible, strangely enough. And it's good news for people who love good food and colour and texture and sport and sexuality and nature, music, art, beauty. All of those sorts of things we're presented with this picture of the world that they are made by God to be enjoyed. Now, you can, of course, enjoy all of those things without any spiritual belief. Lots of people do that. But a belief like that, I think, adds a whole rich dimension to every aspect of life and why we might engage in outdoor activities and sport, music, art, that sort of stuff. And it can deepen the meaning of our relationships as well. and our physical work. The intention of the writer in the Genesis material is to talk about God's purposeful, intricately planned cosmos and humanity as the pinnacle of that creation.
So the world essentially is a good place to be enjoyed, and that's the Christian understanding of it.
That's right. Now, there's more to say, but that's an important aspect of it that we don't want to miss.
Thanks, Simon.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.